This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is participating in the International Conference on Gyan Bharatam in New Delhi. He also launched the Gyan Bharatam portal, a dedicated digital platform to accelerate manuscript digitization, preservation and public access, and address the gathering on the occasion. The three-day conference began yesterday under the theme, Reclaiming India's Knowledge Legacy Through Manuscript Heritage. The conference has brought together leading scholars, conservationists, technologists and policy experts to deliberate on pathways for revitalizing India's unparalleled manuscript wealth and to place it at the heart of a global knowledge dialogue. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Bairabi Sarang new railway line project tomorrow during his visit to Mizoram. The rail line will connect the capital of Mizoram, Aizawl, with the Indian Railways network for the first time in history. Over 51-kilometre rail line has been constructed at a cost of around 8,000 crore rupees. With this project, Aizawl becomes the fourth northeastern capital city after Guwahati, Agartala and Itanagar to be connected to the Indian Railways network, opening avenues for trade, tourism and economic growth. Talking to Akashvani News, Mizoram Governor and former Union Minister General retired V.K. Singh termed the Bairabi Sarang railway project very ambitious and important. General Singh said the project will bring down travel and freight cost, reduce travel time, boost trade and tourism, and create employment opportunities.
कनेक्टिविटी हो रही है, इसके साथ साथ जो है आर्थिक स्थिति है वो मजबूत होगी. लॉजिस्टिक्स के अंदर रेलवे का कॉस्ट कम आता है रोड के बनिस्पत या एयर के बनिस्पत, उससे फायदा होगा. बड़ी मात्रा में चीजें आ सकती, जिन चीजों को पहले दिक्कत होती थी अब उनको लाने के अंदर आसानी होगी. यहाँ से जो चीजें जानी है उनको ले जाने के अंदर आसानी होगी. तो ये एक बहुत बड़ी चीज है और इसका असली फर्क आपको नजर आएगा कुछ सालों के अंदर. धीरे 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 जब चीजें बढ़ती चली जाएंगी तो आप देखेंगे कि एक बिल्कुल एक नया लोगों के अंदर उत्साह होगा, यहाँ पे उन्नति होगी, प्रगति होगी.
During his visit, Prime Minister Modi will also flag off three train services, Aizawl Sarang Delhi Rajdhani Express, Sarang Kolkata Express and Sarang Guwahati Express. President Draupadi Murmu today administered the oath of office of Vice President of India to C.P. Radhakrishnan at a swearing-in ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, former President Ramnath Kovind, Mr. C.P. Radhakrishnan's predecessor Jagdeep Dhankar, and Union Ministers including Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda, Piyush Goyal and Nitin Gadkari were present on the occasion. Mr. Radhakrishnan emerged victorious in the vice presidential elections held on the 9th of this month. Mauritius Prime Minister Dr. Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam reached Ayodhya and performed puja at Sri Ram Lalla Temple. He was given a grand welcome in a traditional manner after reaching Ayodhya. He was welcomed by Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and Agriculture Minister Surya Pratap Shahi at Maharshi Valmiki Airport. The talks between Gen Z representatives, Nepali Army Chief Ashok Raj Sigdel and President of Nepal Ramchandra Podel for appointing the Prime Minister of an interim government failed to reach an agreement even after 2 days. Last night, the President and the Speaker, Dev Raj Ghimire, met and stressed that in the current situation, solutions may be explored within the ambit of the Constitution. The discussion on whether or not to dissolve the Parliament failed to reach a consensus. In Asia Cup cricket, debutant Oman will face Pakistan in a crucial Group A match at the Dubai International Stadium today. With eyes firmly set on their blockbuster showdown against arch rivals India on Sunday, Pakistan looks to start the tournament on a high note, while Oman aims to make their maiden Asia Cup appearance memorable. Last night, Bangladesh defeated Hong Kong by 7 wickets in a Group B game in Abu Dhabi. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended over 0.4% higher today. Both the indices had opened with mild gains and extended their positive momentum in afternoon session, holding around 0.5% gain. The Sensex climbed 356 points to close at 81,905, rising for the fifth straight session. And that is the end of this news bulletin.